Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. As always, it's good to find each other here, even though we are separated physically from one another. Be aware that there are many others listening and meditating together in mindfulness with you today, right here and right now. Today, I'd like to approach the release of resentments from a different angle in our practice of mindfulness. Sometimes resentments are very straightforward. Somebody mistreated us and we're angry. But there is another kind of source for resentment, and that comes from what we might call resentment of yourself. And of course, that spills out in the forms of competition, or envy, or judgment, or resentment of others. Probably the most common form of this, a way to notice it when it begins to happen, is the feeling of envy that someone else has gotten easily what you have been working very hard for and have not been able to accomplish. It's not necessarily the kind of envy that wants to take it away from the other person, but as the resentment takes hold, what comes with it might be feelings of entitlement, that should be mine, or derision, they don't deserve that, they're just whatever. The psychologists call this projection, and it happens when we are so unmindful of our own internal state that the monkey mind goes looking for someone to project it onto. And the key to release is another form of forgiveness. So let us sit. Making yourself comfortable, allowing your spine to lengthen and be straight as far as is possible, your hands supported, and your breathing quiet and steady. Notice how your belly rises and falls, and follow that breath for a few moments, letting your body soften inside and become heavier. Relax your eyelids and any other tension in your face that you're aware of, and bring yourself to the breath. And now bring to mind something about you that you consider a failure, a place where you keep slipping up, a place where you treat someone else as though they are the problem. If you're having trouble, here's a silly example. Let's say you have set a goal to lose weight. You've shared this with the person you live with, and you agree to put all of those salty and sugary, refined foods up in so that you don't have to see them when you go into the pantry for other things. And on the morning of the next day, they come into the kitchen to see you taking cookies out of that closet and eating them. When they say, "I thought you were serious about this weight loss." "Oh my." And you turn and say to them, "If you hadn't walked into the room, there wouldn't be a problem here. What are you doing up? I don't need someone following me around like a babysitter." That kind of resentment. The person eating cookies may feel embarrassed, ashamed, guilty, or hypocritical, certainly uncomfortable. And until she mindfully takes the time to look within, she really may think that the problem is the other person and have quite a resentment for the rest of the day. Bring to mind in your own life something that has worked this way, where you are ashamed or embarrassed, and you've projected that, whether you spoke it out loud or not, as a resentment onto another person. Again, pick something small, not the biggest resentment you've ever had, as we're just learning. Find something in your own experience. Or you could recognize mindfully that you have caused harm to someone that you care about and admit it to yourself. Take the time mindfully to notice what feelings arise in your heart or thoughts in your mind about the situation. You don't need to create more story about the harm you've caused. Just keep it simple. And recognize, though, that you have indeed caused a difficulty for another person, whether you intended to or not, and that your heart may be tightly closed against them. The shift here is that this is not about forgiving another. This is about forgiving ourselves for our vulnerability, ineptness, mistake we've made that embarrasses us. The monkey mind is filled with judgments against you. So call to mind that specific person who triggered you into these feelings and use the practice of forgiveness to soften your heart. Here are some phrases to bring into your breathing. I ask for forgiveness for any harm that I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. I offer forgiveness to myself for the hostile feelings that I have had. I forgive myself. I ask for forgiveness for any harm that I have caused you. May you find room in your heart to forgive me. I forgive myself for my harsh feelings that hurt you. May we forgive one another. Keep those phrases going, my friends, as you breathe in these next few moments. Notice and begin to release the resentment that is actually against yourself, but got projected onto the other person. They are simply human. Everyone has them. Be mindful of what you resent in yourself and forgive it. After all, if you have been harsh, that's just how harshness goes. And forgive yourself for having that feeling and causing harm because of it. Allow your heart to soften and open, and embrace the thought, may we forgive one another. Sometimes this is hard to grasp at first, this process, but as with all things with practice, it will become clearer and heart opening. Take it with you and use it. Namaste. Amen.